Since its founding, Valdez has been a port city on Prince William Sound. Ocean shipping and travel experiences throughout our history have run from uneventful to delightful to frightening. This month, we share with you some interesting stories and facts about our community's maritime history.
The August 23rd, 1912 edition of the Valdez Daily Prospector ran a bold headline: "The Mariposa cuts into the dock, result of a misunderstood signal." The newspaper reported that at 9 a.m. that day, the Mariposa, a steamer that had called on Valdez several times over the summer, had been approaching the dock normally. But instead of slowing down to turn and come even with the dock, she headed directly, and without slowing, toward the corner of the wharf. It's a typical crowd on the docks of Old Town Valdez that morning. Longshoremen waited to catch the ropes to tie off the ship. Ticketed passengers waited to board. Some of the crowd may have gathered just to see the ship that had received glowing reports by the newspaper over the summer. In May, the Valdez Daily Prospector had run an article about the ship's maiden voyage to Alaska and called the ship magnificent. The article said that the accommodations of this steamship outshone those of her sister ships, that the dining room was fitted with individual and family tables, and that the furnishings were handsome. The ship's bottom berths, a report said, were high enough to fit two steamer trunks underneath. Later in July, the newspaper reported on its front page that the Mariposa was the only ship to employ a woman wireless operator, and predicted that her career would be watched with interest. The article's congratulatory tone is evident. Then, the fateful day dawned in August 1912. As the crowd on the dock watched, the much-acclaimed ship headed directly for them, then plowed through the dock into several warehouses and onto the tidal flats. The ship wasn't damaged in the incident and no one was hurt, but there was considerable damage to the warehouses and the dock. Other casualties included mining equipment and several boats. All in all, there was about $2,000 worth of damage. That evening, at high tide, the Mariposa slipped into deep water, floated off the flats, passengers boarded, and she sailed south just before midnight. The blame for the incident was placed on the assistant engineer, who mistook a back signal from the bridge as a forward.
To learn more about Valdez's rich history, visit the Valdez Museum and the Valdez Museum Annex, open daily all summer.